Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, I want to really commend a lot of us for doing so well in cutting back our red meat. All right. I believe the past 10, 15 years, I think we have aggressively vilified and made red meat look like it is the worst thing for us that we started to cut back. And even faster, look at what we did with soda pop. So I'm pretty happy about that. And a little bit later, we'll talk about metabolically and microbiologically. See, look at these big words I'm using. I'm trying to step it up. I'm trying to step it up a little bit. You know, sound more doctorally, you know, speaking. And we're going to talk about what junk food does to you. But we have a pretty interesting discovery, okay, on why red meat causes colon cancer. Okay, now, a lot of us, we've been postulating, okay, well, you know, just because it's just, you know, whatever tastes good is bad for you. I agree. I think that's what it is. I think there's a group of people out there that go, you know what, let's take a look at what everybody is doing and having fun with, and let's just turn around and say it's bad. And that's what happens when it comes to sex, when it comes to soda pop, when it came to Hostess. Oh, my gosh, Hostess went bankrupt. Really? Hostess? Okay, Twinkies, how the hell does a company like that go bankrupt? Even the worst recession we've ever seen. I think it was a ploy. I think this was all planned, all right, just so we wouldn't have any more fun. That was my comfort food. Thank God somebody went back and took over the company. I am really, really, I include them in my prayers all the time. Okay, but red meat has been postulated, and love the big words. I know, I don't know, maybe I'll use big words from here on out. I'll have to see. Big words are kind of not my thing, but it's exciting to try to sound cerebral. I even forgot what we were postulating. See, that's how big that word is. You got to be very, very careful. Sometimes you use so many big words, it starts to scramble your brain. But a lot of theories have centered around, you know, why red meat causes cancer. Okay, is it because the hormones, right, that are fed to the cows? Moo. Is it the fat content? Is it because there's nitrates? Is it because when you cook the meat and you barbecue it and you heat it to high temperatures, you get the heterocyclic amines or the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons? That was my guess. I guess the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. That was my guess. All right? Because that's cerebral. But now researchers are saying, nah. It's what makes red meat red. Right? Red meat is red. And then you have white meat, and then you have fish meat. Fish doesn't even count. Fish isn't even meat. Okay? I mean, if it doesn't moo, it's not meat. I really don't understand how fish can try to even pretend to be meat. But anyway, researchers at the University of Utrecht in the Netherlands dive deeper into this theory that heme, right, which is the iron component of blood, right, in hemoglobin. Heme is the iron-containing part. It helps bind oxygen, brings oxygen throughout the body. They think heme is the culprit. It's more prevalent in red meat than white meat. That's why red meat is red. All right, and they found that when heme hit mice intestine, when it hit, not like bullying hit, but when heme was exposed to the intestine, the gut of mice, it started to irritate it, and it also, I guess, had a chemical reaction that turned into hydrogen sulfide. Now, hydrogen sulfide is that big rotten egg smelly you know when you guys toot and it stinks really bad? Hydrogen sulfide does that. And so when you have damaged gut, you have this hydrogen sulfide. Your body tries to repair itself. When it repairs itself, it starts to make cells and rapidly regenerate. That could now be the prompt or the impetus of the gut cancer. Is that interesting? Yeah, okay, so what counts as red meat? I wrote a piece for Epoch Times. If you guys missed part of this broadcast, you can go to epochtimes.com, Jerry Doyle's Epoch Times, and I wrote a piece on this, and you'll see a nice piece of succulent meat. What's red meat? Lamb is red meat? Veal? Venison? Pork? Ground beef? Filet mignon, prime rib, porterhouse, T-bone, skirt steak, beef Wellington. I don't know what, anything that tastes really good, red meat. But remember, red meat isn't all that bad. You've got a lot of B vitamins, you got zinc, you got a lot of protein. So some people say, well, wait, Dr. Dye, I'm supposed to get protein. My doctor says I need more protein. Okay? And there's iron in red meat. Obviously, that's why red meat is red. We just talked about that. Okay, it's going to be on the pop quiz. So many of you say, look, my doctor says I need to get more iron. I need to get more protein. Well, the USDA suggests that men eat 56 grams of protein a day. Women eat 46 grams of protein a day. I know I'm not the most feminine, so I usually kind of go more towards the male side of things. I eat about 50 grams of protein a day. And so you could get your protein. You don't always have to get your protein from red meat. You can get your protein from fish, get it from chicken, nuts, eggs, etc. And some of you are like, well, wait a second here. How much is, okay, if I'm only allowed 50 grams, let's say, of protein a day on average, okay, men or women, roughly 50 grams. How many grams of protein is in steak? They say most cuts of meat are 7 grams of protein per ounce. So if you eat a 10-ounce steak, okay, let's just say men, you eat an 8-ounce steak. That's your protein for the day. I could eat a 10-ounce steak for dessert. So, or you see? All right. So do everybody a favor. All right. Start cutting back on your red meat. Please, for heaven's sake, don't make any more hydrogen sulfide because that really stinks up an elevator. And, you know, we'll keep you guys posted more as we get more information on this red meat and cancer link. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Many of you guys ask me about the dinosaurs. I don't know why you guys asked me about the dinosaurs. I got some pretty interesting scoop on the dinosaurs. And what are the chemicals in your sunscreen? We need to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Dying. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, the one thing about science is it always makes us feel more stupid. Remember when we learned the planets and we knew all 9 planets? My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? So we knew the Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, all of them, right? I have to think of the mnemonic before I go further. And, we feel smart, and then all of a sudden they find more planets, and then they say, well, maybe one of the planets we think was a planet really wasn't, and we feel stupid. So whenever that happens, we go, well, you know what? Forget about then, astronomy. Let's move to a subject where we feel smart about, dinosaurs. America. Yeah, yeah, well, we know a lot about dinosaurs. Well, why? You know what we learned about dinosaurs? We learned about the Brontosaurus, the Stegosaurus, the Velociraptor, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex was the most popular. Everybody knew that one because it was mean. You know, big head, little baby hands, a lot of teeth, scary stuff. All right. Well, you know, we like dinosaurs. We're excited about it because, you know, we know the dinosaurs don't exist anymore. Okay? They don't exist anymore. Yeah, you know, a couple of us say, you know, Christmas dinner, you know, mother-in-law sitting there may resemble one. But for the most part, they don't really exist. And so, you know, as we get new information, it's just something that doesn't exist anymore. Something that's extinct is always fascinating, and we always want to learn more. And, you know, we also want to not know how could such a formidable species, force of a species, not exist anymore? Was it meteor? Was it ice age? Was it all the hydrogen sulfide gas, you know, these animals made, and then they all got bowel cancer and died? So anyway, now we're learning more about the teeth. They say the Tyrannosaurus Rex might have been so successful because of some new insight they found in its meat-eating dinosaur cousins. The carnivorous group, the theropods, had teeth that were serrated like a steak knife that let them chomp through the flesh and the bones of their prey. See, they wanted iron and they wanted protein, so they ate the bones because of the bone marrow. You see, they knew about that. Theropods included the largest land predators in Earth's history, including the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I bet they were pretty proud. You all think the Tyrannosaurus Rex was like, the, you know, the black sheep of the family. No, Tyrannosaurus Rex was probably the, you know, they were probably like, yeah, that's our, you know, football star, football hero. They first appeared 200 million years ago and were the dominant terrestrial meat eaters until the age of dinosaurs ended about 65 million years ago. The study looked at 8 theropod species, revealed their previously unknown tooth complexity. I understand that. Yet fossils, you see the teeth, it's a dinosaur tooth. You think they would have known, you know, studied it already. Internal dental tissues were arranged in a way that reinforces strength and prolong the life of the teeth that were serrated like steak knives for easy dismembering of other dinosaurs. By the way, can I say something about steak knives or the serrated? Do you guys remember when I was on Pawn Stars and I brought that metacarpal saw? It was supposed to be a Civil War for a finger saw, and it was very serrated. And Mark Hall Patton said, oh, it was a toy. Okay, toy my foot. And I love Mark, okay? Good guy, good. But the handle was missing, so you couldn't see how that looked. But it was very, very serrated because in order to saw through bone, you need to have that type of, you know, that thick, pointy, bigger bladed type of thing. You couldn't have a fine, smooth type thing. Later, Civil War had smooth knives. So I found out that my knife was actually from the 1700s, a Benjamin Bell. But, you know, once it's on Pawn Stars, nobody believes you. So that's what happened there. Anyway, back to this. So University of Toronto, Mississauga paleontologist Kirsten Brink said fossil evidence showed that the T-Rex could crush bones. Of course it could. I mean, in Jurassic Park, it was eating through the Jeeps. So that doesn't make, I don't understand why this is news. They said, but the serrations were more efficient for piercing flesh and gripping it while ripping off a chunk of the meat called a puncture and pull feeding style. Wow. So they analyzed slices of the teeth. And they said they also studied, they found chemical properties, too, that were pretty sophisticated. They studied teeth from the early and relatively small coleophysis. This was a bird-like troodon. Honestly, this could be Star Trek. I have no idea if this is dinosaur history or Star Trek. And other large predators called the Allosaurus, the Gorgosaurus, that sounds fake, the Daspletosaurus, the Tyrannosaurus, the Carcharodontosaurus, and the big semi-aquatic Spinosaurus. Man, that sounds fake. Okay, that would mean I'm googly-eyed Saurus. The teeth of the Tyrannosaurus and the Carcharodontosaurus measured up to 9 inches long. All right, so what does this have to do with us? I don't know. It's just cool. It's about dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were able to continuously grow teeth throughout their lives, so when a tooth broke, they could replace it. Unlike us that have our baby teeth, and then we have our adult teeth that come in, and then we're done. Although for some of us, we just have, you know, our back molars, and they just, or like the wisdom teeth, almost only come in one set. So they were continuously able to regrow teeth so they could still eat. And the Komodo dragon, a lizard up to 10 feet, 3 meters long from Indonesia, is the only living reptile with serrated teeth closely resembling the theropods, although these teeth evolved independently of those of the dinosaurs. I don't know. Maybe these Komodo dragons, you know what? Now that we're getting all these fake names, okay, Komodo, really? Okay, I mean, I know they call it that, but maybe our whole history is a farce. Okay, maybe we have absolutely no idea. I mean, really, 200 million years ago, how do you even figure that out? Now, they say this Velociraptor had feathers. Okay, I watch all the Jurassic Parks. There's no feathers on the Velociraptor. They said a newly identified species of feather dinosaur called Featherosaurus, I'm joking, I'm sorry, has been unearthed in China, and it is a close cousin of the Velociraptor. Wait, I don't even know. I mean, were Velociraptors real, too? Velociraptor? I mean, I guess they were. Again, if it wasn't, you know, Jurassic Park, it had to be. It is the largest dinosaur ever to have been unearthed with a well-preserved set of bird-like wings. The dinosaur was dubbed Zhenyulong Suni by researchers. It grew to more than 5 feet in length, had very short wings compared with other dinosaurs in the same family. And they say the movies have it wrong. This is what Velociraptor would have looked like, too. Well, not very exciting. See, the Velociraptors in Jurassic Park were very scary because of the way they moved their neck and the way they could hear and talk to each other. And then the Velociraptors were the die. I was more afraid of the Velociraptor than I was of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. But now that I know we had all these different types of sauruses, the Googliosaurus, the constipated saurus, the hemorrhoidosaurus, and the menstrual cycle saurus. Those, to me, are probably even more frightening than all of them combined. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You see how we learn something on the show? Oh, this is a shame. Texas boys have been hospitalized with severe burns. Where they received them at a daycare center. An Oklahoma mom says her two sons are now hospitalized with severe burns because the daycare center let them play outside without shirts or sunscreen. Connor Harvey and Trey Wells, 7 years old and 5 years old, were sent home from two different hospitals with pain medication and cream for their burns, but things got worse when the elder one complained of chest pain. He complained of chest pain, had trouble breathing. That's why certain burns, you have to be very, very careful because you start to get a retraction, maybe even possibly a compartment syndrome as the tissues swell and the burned tissue is so damaged that you don't get good blood flow and it could really, really hurt. It could be extremely dangerous. You could even lose blood supply to limbs. They say they are now being treated for second and third degree burns. You could see photos of these kids' burns on their backs and shoulders, etc. And she's a single parent. She said, right's right and wrong's wrong, and there's no excuse for this, said Shauna Broadway. I'm a single parent, and I do all I can. I work Monday through Friday, and they have to go to daycare. I don't have the luxury to just have somebody that I can have watch them outside daycare. So, unfortunately, the boys are under the supervision of Happiness as a Learning Center daycare, and it has been cited by the Department of Human Services 19 times in the past year. A police report was filed Sunday over the latest incident, and the children reportedly were taken to a local splash pad to play. For those kinds of burns, you wonder how many hours these kids have been left unsupervised or unprotected. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so speaking of sunscreen, so we got these two little boys that unfortunately were burned to the point where they had second and third degrees. And we are now at the peak of our summer. It is pretty, pretty nasty out there. I live in Las Vegas, and it's maybe about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than it usually is, but it's still hotter than hot. We're still looking at triple digits, and it's not very comfortable. And not only is the heat an issue, but also the lack of clouds, the lack of cover, the longer days, all of this can play a factor, even UV index. All right. So usually what we do is we tell everybody to avoid the sun, or if they are out in the sun, cover up. But we've talked about sunscreen, and we've talked about sunscreen safety, where you need to reapply it. You need to make sure if you're jumping in a pool to reapply it even more often. Make sure to figure out the right SPF for what you need. We talked about the SPF. Let's say you have an SPF of 10 and you normally burn if you're out in the sun. After 20 minutes, you use an SPF of 10, you multiply the 20 times a 10, that means you could probably be good for 200 minutes. I wouldn't take that chance. I would probably still reapply it every, 20, 30 minutes if you can. Okay, so, there's a lot of, controversy over whether spraying these sunscreens on or these creams and lathering your body up is more dangerous because we're getting a bunch of chemicals. And usually skin experts will say, no, it's more important to shield yourself from the UV rays. They say 5 million Americans are treated for skin cancer each year, and an estimated 9,900 or close to 10,000 will die of melanoma, which is the deadliest type of skin cancer, according to Dr. Stephen Wang, head of dermatological surgery at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Baskin Ridge in Baskin Ridge, New Jersey. They say the biggest precaution that you should be taking is using sunscreen. There is enough research at this point from various credible bodies that say sunscreens are safe and when used appropriately will reduce skin cancer. All right, so why then their debate? All right, well, a big talking point that many of us have, discussed in the media are these endocrine disruptors. Remember with, BPA, the bisphenol A, right, pesticides like DDT. So many people are wondering if the reason why they're obese, the reason why they're having menopause issues, the reason why they're having testosterone issues and erectile dysfunction issues is because of these endocrine disruptors. There was a report from the Environmental Working Group making a reference to quote-unquote worrisome ingredients like oxybenzone and vitamin A found in these protective products, okay? But how worrisome are they? You know, have we seen anybody officially get cancer or officially have infertility or officially have an issue from sunscreen? It's hard to tell. Now we have sunscreen on in our makeup, and sunscreen is just one trillionth the chemicals we use or get exposed to every day. Apparently, there was a 2008 study in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, which examined concentrations of benzophenone-3 or BP3 or oxybenzone. The researchers conclude that while exposure to the chemical was prevalent, human exposure to BP3 has not been associated with adverse effects. So, another study had been done by Dr. Wang, safety of oxybenzone, putting number into perspective, and basically they took the dose used in one of the most quote-unquote worrisome studies of oxybenzone in rats and determined that an equivalent dose in humans would be almost 35 years of daily full-body application. They said there is evidence that the oxybenzone does get absorbed in your skin, excreted through your urine. There was a paper from 2004 that even though there was the chemical of sunscreen in the patient's urine, no hormonal changes could be seen. Vitamin A is in sunscreen in the form of retinol palmitate. Okay? We have not seen any vitamin A toxicity. So, what I know people are very, very reluctant to believe these quote-unquote studies, and they like to rely on common sense and instinct, and I urge that. I encourage that, okay? You know, when I saw the first spray sunscreen, and I saw a mom at the beach spray the kid, and the kid was coughing afterwards, to me, that just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I don't think sunscreen should be inhaled, so I'm really not a fan of the spray-on. Have I ever used a spray-on? Yeah, it's easy. You spray it on. But the problem, again, also with the spray-on, is not only are you breathing it, but when people spray it, they don't think they have to rub. Yeah, you spray it, and then you still have to rub and make it even. So at that point, just use the topical creams. Now, these topical creams that we're lathering our kids up and using as a barrier, I would still much rather, you know, see these kids in these water shirts, okay? So you could put less of the sunscreen on the body. I love it when I see a kid in a water shirt running around, and then you could cover the face, cover the head, cover the hands, cover the legs. And that's what I do with my kids, because the back and the chest, that's a lot of skin surface area. And there was an article that came out, a study that came out a couple of years ago, talking about how some of these creams and some of these components could actually draw that UV light, cause a reaction that damages the cells, and later causes skin cancer. But you see, we really haven't seen sunscreen use. We haven't seen any studies. We haven't seen any, we haven't heard any reports. So I don't know if I believe that sunscreen causes cancer. I know there was that theory that the chemical does cause free radical damage and that could be dangerous. But just use common sense. And then the other question is how much, you know, how much vitamin D do we need? You know, should we be getting some sun? We do need to go outside and get some sun. We have to. You know, there's a health article talking about how to kind of, you know, when you kind of get the midday slumps and you get tired, you know, you're like, oh, I've been on air now so long. You know, get out of the studio, you know, or me and my clinic, get out of the clinic. Why don't you walk outside for about 5-10 minutes? Go outside, get some sun, rejuvenate, and come back in. And, so I remember my smoker friends, they go, I love it. I get to go outside. I get to, you know, people watch, have my smoke. You know, maybe they're feeling better, not because of the cigarette, but because they get to be outside. So, it's going to be, I don't think there's going to be an answer for a long time, but since melanoma kills 10,000 of us a year, we're not going to mess with it. Yeah, and I watch my baby's moles all the time. They run around the beach, they take off their water shirt. I'm like, no, don't take off your water shirt. They're like, I don't want to wear a water shirt. And then they kind of run around, and I was like, no. And then also my boys, when they were little, they didn't really have, you know, they don't have a waist like girls do. And so the bathing suits would start to fall. So I would have had their back completely sunscreened and everything all sunscreened. But then their bathing suit falls and you start to see a little bit of the tushy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, your white tushy doesn't have any sunscreen on it. I need to cover up the tushy. And they'd be like, Mom. And I'd be running out to the beach trying to put sunscreen on their tushies. It was so cute. Oh, I miss those days. Now the kids' tushies are really not that cute. I don't even go near them. You know, even their underwear, I don't really like to go near. But it's important. So, yeah, that's the other thing, too. Don't just cover up where the clothesline is. Go below the clothesline because clothes seems to fall. Okay? And if you're anything like me in my college days, that bathing suit top was off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boston is out as a 2024 Olympics contender. Why and who else may be a possible choice? 2024? I can't even imagine how old I'll be by then. What, 28? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away. Oh, crap.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were pretty upset to see that Boston is out as a 2024 Olympics contender. I love Boston. Oh, my gosh. I didn't get to see as much of the city as I wanted to because I was only there for a couple days. But it is definitely one of my favorite cities here in the United States. Really cool. And the people were nice. It was so funny. Everybody told me when I said I was going to Boston that people in Boston are rude. Oh, my gosh. No. They, just like New York, they were nice. Okay, I don't see rudeness in New York or Boston. L.A., yeah. And I was born in L.A. L.A., way more rude. So I found that pretty fascinating. Apparently only 7 weeks remain before cities have to be officially nominated if the U.S. wants to stay in the race. The United States has not hosted a Summer Olympics since the Atlanta Games in 1996. So Boston and the U.S. Olympic Committee severed ties after a board teleconference Monday. I guess, let me see, Boston bid soured within days of its beginning in January. There was apparently poor communication and an active opposition group that kept public support low. It also failed to get and keep the support of key politicians. Why the hell not? You know, I mean, Boston's strong. I don't understand that. Why would a politician not want that to happen? Earlier Monday, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced he would not be pressured into signing the host city contract that puts the city on the hook for any cost overruns. Governor Charlie Baker had been unwilling to pledge his support, waiting instead to see a full report from a consulting group that wasn't scheduled to be complete until next month. The group that pushed for a referendum in the Olympics in Boston put out a release applauding the news. We're a world-class state without the Olympics. We don't need to spend billions of tax dollars to prove the fact. I always thought hosting the Olympics brought you money. I thought hosting the Olympics, I mean, gosh, what did I see? I mean, we're talking millions upon millions of dollars. Well, let me see the, I apologize. I'm having some issues here. So the U.S. Olympic Committee, and that's all I got before my next pop-up, and the Boston 2024 bid team were expected to put out statements later in the day. It would be nice for, well, Salt Lake City hosted in 2002, Atlanta 1996, and I don't think L.A., didn't L.A. host it years ago, like in the 80s? Anyway, so L.A. may be back in the running. They said political missteps and ham-handed campaigning prevented the last two bids. New York and Chicago finished an embarrassing fourth for the 2012 and 2016 games. Why? I mean, what do they need? Okay, well, they need a place with good weather, okay? So for the summer games, I think anything back east would be excellent. I probably wouldn't pick, you know, I don't, you know, Phoenix, Arizona during the summer, yet Phoenix would be awesome during the winter. Oh, I see. Wait a second. You can't do Phoenix in the winter because there's no snow. I get it. Okay, duh. All right, what else? Any other news on this? Let me see. What else? Oh, yeah, they say the city has to be a spot that is not prone to natural disasters. You need to be able to handle the influx of people. I wonder what else you actually need. I think that's about it. And, you know, it has to be something, I noticed the cities have to be something that seems to kind of go with a trend of what, seems to be in, like, favor. You know, like China, you know, was not, looked upon with the highest favor, and I guess they got ousted as part of the running in years back. So, you know, it's supposed to be a non-controversial country also. So I would like it. I mean, we could sure use the income boost, but I don't know. By the way, in my neck of the woods, we got some real doofuses out there that I hope we find. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently law enforcement vehicles are being targeted and have been targeted in at least six different crashes involving a group of people that, get this, they steal cars, they steal trucks, and then they put something, like, heavy on the gas pedal. They rig the gas pedal. So it's an unmanned car that slams into a law enforcement vehicle. This is completely stupid. Now, luckily, there's been no deaths in any of this, but we have had at least six accounts of events of this happening. And police believe the people in the case could be using vehicles including a Chevy S10, GMC Sonoma, or white Chevy Cavalier, pretty heavy cars. And, you know, if for any of you guys that live in my neck of the woods, yeah, if you see any idiots like this doing such a thing, and be careful out there, unmanned cars crashing into things, that makes absolutely no sense. Self-driving trucks, they say, are just 2 years away. They say Freightliner unveiled a new inspiration truck at a Hoover Dam event. Trucks scan road with cameras and radar and can drive itself on the highway. These are semi-autonomous, autonomous trucks. Will take place. German car maker Daimler, am I pronouncing that right, is testing self-driving trucks this year. The start of production is 2 to 3 years away. The world's first self-driving truck has already been licensed to use for American roads, and the Freightliner Inspiration truck received its official autonomous vehicle license plate in Nevada earlier this year. I mean, I'm a little nervous about that, okay? Not just because it's unmanned and you have a truck that doesn't have a man or woman in it, but I'm a little nervous that if that's how shipments are going to be, we're going to be losing a lot more jobs. The more we automate things. I mean, is that what the plan is? To not use truck drivers? I love my truck drivers. We don't have enough of them. I get that. We don't have enough of them. There's not enough to go around. I wish we had more. It's an industry that isn't attracting newer recruits. But, you know, you start to replace truckers who, by the way, have saved me from multiple speeding tickets. Can I just thank you guys out there? I love how you flash me. And even with your lights, you flash. That's always entertaining, too. Flash me so I know a cop's coming. I love our cops. I love our police officers. But, you know, sometimes I'm not driving 55. You know, I'm driving maybe 56. And it's really nice to know. Really nice to know that I got somebody watching out for me. So I love the cops. Or and I love the trucks out there. Thank you. So yeah, this may not be that good if we're going to be losing our jobs to, you know, well, doctors. I mean, you know, I'm going to be losing jobs. I'm going to be losing patients to computers. You know, you're going to later be able to log on to a computer. You're going to punch in your blood pressure. The computer is going to dispense the medicine, the blood pressure medicine. And then you're going to go and take the blood pressure medicine. Then you're going to go back to the computer a couple weeks later. You're going to punch in your blood pressure or let the computer take the blood pressure. And then it's going to tell you if it's going to keep you on the blood pressure or not. If you have any side effects, it's going to switch your blood pressure dose. That's what it's going to do. Everything's going to be computerized. And I'm going to be sitting here with my medical degree and my thumb and just sitting here not knowing who's going to want to see me. It's a very, very scary time. It's just the way things are. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also scary, they say Facebook is leading women to unfortunately go on very, very dangerous diets. The study looked at 128 college-age women who completed an online survey about their eating habits and their emotional connection to Facebook. Women who had a greater emotional connection to Facebook were more likely to compare their bodies to their friends' bodies and to engage in more risky dieting. Yeah, the University of North Carolina School of Medicine studied this. And, you know, Facebook now puts you out there, puts you in public. And if you can't get that great selfie, or if you take a picture with some friends and you find that you're big compared to them, oh, yeah, trust me, I've been there. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.